Johnny McGill, High Heel Shoes. Thanks again, Ronnie, so much for sending your song again for that techie difficulty we had when you were on. But I'm so glad we got to play it for the fans. And I got the thumbs up that our next guest has arrived in the building. So let's put him on. Everyone, please welcome Mike Maxie Muggly. Muggly, okay, Mad Max.
Yeah. I appear. Can you hear me?
Yes, I hear you loud and clear. Hi, Mike. How are you?
I'm good, Josie. I really appreciate the opportunity to be able to talk to you. And I'm really excited to be here. And thank you so much to the Josie Show and anybody listening, that's for sure.
My pleasure. I am so excited to have you on. We have just been waiting for you to come on because if people don't know, I've been on your show, Flow Radio, a couple times. And I have to say, this guy is so professional, and he is just an amazing interviewer. And so big kudos to you. You do a lot of stuff. I was looking through your bio, and I'm like, oh, my goodness.
Wow. Well, thank
really
you.
Incredible.
I appreciate it. I feel like I'm an average guy. I kind of got into music just because, and it seems to be a good place to live, that's for sure.
Yeah. Definitely, definitely. So you do a bunch of things, so we're just going to break down a few of them tonight here.
Okay.
So first, let's talk a little bit about your work as the program director and radio DJ for Pro Flow Radio. Tell us a little bit about that.
All right, Josie, you are awesome. You got to, like, I never had been on this side. You sold me, you've interviewed me. But
isn't
you
crazy?
You are doing an amazing job already. I mean, you're better than me, actually. Anyhow,
no way.
The radio show, let's see, Pro Flow Radio. I've been doing Pro Flow Radio since, like, about 2000. I got kicked off of FM radio in Akron, Ohio. Shouts out to LeBron James for winning the championship. He's from Akron, Ohio. But anyhow, you know, I got kicked off of our local radio station here, and I went on the internet and just started believing in a dream, and it ended up basically attracting independent artists, and they loved the option to be able to be heard, and we were all over the world, and I just started interviewing, and so people send me music, and we just put it on the air. We do pre-recorded shows, we do live shows, and I think we have a quality audience, and we have a quality presentation.
You do, you do. And I love how you're, how you set it up a little bit because, you know, when you have a guest on the show, you make kind of like a personalized website for the guest, which is so neat. And you put so much time into it to make it just look amazing. And I think it's so cool.
Well, I appreciate it. It's been developed over time. It was most of the things that we've done are just kind of like a miracle that it happened to a certain extent because everything was just not expected, and we me and my father, just two guys from the street, just trying to find our way in the world in a way, and this all just developed over just a lot of dedication and sacrifice and pain, basically. So, you know, what we have here is mainly just like a shot in the dark, as they call it.
Yeah. Definitely. And this is such a great path for you because you have that radio voice and you do so well with your interviews, and it's insane. But can you tell us how you got started in radio and with Pro Flow? I mean, one day were you like, I'm in the radio. How did that come about?
Let's see. It kind of goes back to when I was 15. I'm 31 now. So back in, 96, I was going into my sophomore year as a high school student, and it was summertime, and they put me on varsity starting point guard, and I'm like, okay, this is it. We're about to be LeBron James, basically. Nobody even knew about who he was, so you know, I was supposed to be there. I ended up breaking my neck, paralyzed, you know, couldn't move, so I went through some real serious things, and got back into the streets after, you know, surviving. And now it's like, what do? You know, you can't play ball no more. You're nobody. So the pain sparked poetry. The poetry sparked a desire to write and create. And I got a laptop, started making mixes on my computer, just other people's music, like Lil Wayne before he blew up. And eventually... my dad was like, basically, you know, you're going to college, man. We should do this Akron U thing and go on a radio, 88.1 WZIP FM. They're a big station in this Ohio area. So I kind of fell into it. you know, I was promoting my CD at the campus at Akron U, and the girls down there kind of like kept seeing me, and they're like, well, you know, you should come up here and work with us. So I'm like, well, why not, you know? So I'll go up there thinking I could get my music on the air, you know, and do the DJ thing, and it didn't really work out that way because I got so good with it, you know, they kind of were censoring the creativity because it was ready, you know, like pro stuff. So, you know, I just was like, forget it, let's go to the internet and no compromise. We got to do our thing and push on for the people like myself who are being censored out here, who have no reason to be censored. So that's really how the radio thing started. Pro Flow came about because of recording at a studio. I was a recording artist, and the people that were listening to my music said that you have the pro sound, you have this, in a way, pro flow. And I'm like, what's pro flow? They say it's a certain way that you say certain words at certain times. Sometimes people can do it through the whole song, sometimes they can't, but certain people have it, some people don't. And after that, we just took that word and made a radio show out of it.
I love that. I love that. And I have to say, I love your story, how you took, you know, a negative into a positive. And your story is just a great inspiration for other people because, I mean, if you have something that doesn't work out, you just find something else that you're into, you know? And I love how you started from, you know, basically scratch. And look at you now. I mean, you have your own show. It's very successful. And it's amazing. And a lot of people love it. I mean, what could be better?
I tell you, what could be better would be to break into the market and have the actual industry accept you and pay you for the work that no one else can do. Now, that is all part of the story behind the music. Just like you are doing, you're paying your dues, as they say. Everyone must pay their dues. There's no set limit to the due you pay. You just pay it, period. That's it. And eventually, if you're good enough and you dedicate yourself enough, people will recognize that and they will accept you and let you in.
Definitely. Oh, they'll let you in with open arms. Just, you know, keep working
they
at
will.
It. I love that. I love it. Couldn't have said it better myself. And with your show, I was wondering, can you tell us a little bit about the style of music you play on your show and the type of guests you bring on the show?
Yes. Well, I know that the Josie Show, you guys have do a lot of different features.
We
I know
love
that
everything.
One of the one of the features I've seen was the country, right?
Yes, definitely. But we feature everything. We love music.
Yeah, I haven't ventured off into the country yet, but I'm looking into that. You know, we do rock. We do we start off strictly hip hop and pop, but we definitely do hip hop, pop, R&B, and we do some Latin, and we do let's see, specialty music like overseas type of sound, and we try to put on any and everybody. We have different ways to fit everyone in the show. There's different promos that will feature. Like if we have a rock show, we can play a promo that will feature an R&B song or a rock song. We could fit it in and make it work. You know, like music is music. Like it's hard when you're in the independent industry. It's hard to really pinpoint all the music that you hear because a lot of it is untrained in a way. So, you know, you have to just kind of work with what you got. And a lot of good music out here. It's hard to, you know, like yourself, you know, you run into a young lady like yourself who's got all this talent. You got to find a way to work with her, you know?
Definitely. I love it. And I love that you put just about anything. I mean, music is music. That's what I say. Anything that, you know, has a beat to it, I like it.
Right, right.
Yeah. Anything I can dance to is all good with me. So I love it. And keep hanging around me. I'll get you into country.
I'll
do my job.
Country songs are very potent, and they're very they have a big message behind them. They're very strong.
Do.
I love them.
Big
love
story.
Them.
What can I say? Love the country.
Right.
Love
right.
everything.
Right.
Definitely. So now I'm gonna play a little game with you because we have a special caller for you. You ready
okay.
to play a little game?
I'm ready for that call. Anytime.
Yeah. Awesome. I love it. You just go with the flow. I like it. I like it. It's in your name, Pro Flow Radio. You really go for it.
Got to keep it flowing, yeah.
I like that. So now, first, listen to this voice. All right, caller, please say hello to Mike.
Hello, Miguel. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, magnifico.
So can you guess who this is yet? We have another clue if you need.
Malia. That accent is Malia.
I love it. I love it. We didn't even get to the next clue, but I really want to play the next clue, okay? Because we have another clue. You know, but you already guessed it. But I have another clue I want to play. Let's play the song really quick.
Okay, go ahead. Go for it.
Let's do it. Because we didn't get to play.
I know how I feel.
Oh, what are they? Oh, my God.
Walking my shoes.
Oh,
tell me, how does it feel? Lay this on your shoulder. Let's help you realize. While looking in the mirror.
Tell me, can you see your daily disguise?
I love it. I know you guessed the movie already, but I had to play it. What can I say?
I can't believe you guys did that. You guys are really good. You guys are really, really good.
Wow.
I'm speechless. I'm kind of speechless right now.
I can't believe you guessed.
He's
good.
Malia gave me the accent on the phone before, and also I'm dealing with Josie, so of course Malia's around. Of course.
Yeah, come on, of course.
All right, I might be slow when it comes to responding, but I ain't slow, you know.
No, you're good. I love it. I love that, Malia. I love that you called in. I love it.
Well, you know I'm gonna call in.
Of course.
And I love it that you're going. I love it that you're going to Wisconsin and you're going to be on stage and you're going to be doing your song acoustically. Ooh, check you out.
I know. I'm scared. I'm scared, you guys.
It's not easy to be scared. It's no need, because, like, honestly, we are doing this. This is our life now. Like, there is no turning back. There is, like, honestly, like, it's kind of like, you know, when you go to the finals, like, you're either going to win or lose. And there's no option of losing at this point. There's no way you can lose with such talent. It's already been verified by industry leaders, you know. It's like, you got to believe in ourselves, man. That's what they want us to do. Just go ahead and do it. Like, the biggest individuals in the game believe in themselves to the fullest extent. They need leaders. We need leaders. We got to do this.
I love the inspirational words. I like it.
Guys, it's done. You know, Josie's perfect for that. I mean, she's a true leader, a champion. She's like everybody else. She gets a little nervous, but when it comes to actually getting it done, she goes out there and she gets it done.
She does a better job than I do at getting it done, actually.
No.
It seems like I'm always trying to second doubt myself or whatever, but I'm a very humble guy. I like the way
I'm
doing things, you know. I think that Josie, you know, her age and her, you know, just the fact that she doesn't have to do this. She doesn't really have to do this at all. She can still live a great life. And so, you know, she's doing something that, you know, it takes a lot of dedication, sacrifice, effort, and all that stuff. And it's just like, man, you know, if everybody else was doing this, everybody else would have what you have or what you're going to have, or they could have the dream, you know. And people got to realize that, you know, put the effort in there, sacrifice your time, listen to your parents,
That's so true, Josie. And I have to tell you, I'm about to live my dream. Finally, after all these years. You want to know what's happened to me?
What dream?
But, you know, this is like a dream nobody's ever kind of like probed before.
You're going to hear it here first.
seriously. In fact, you can go to the site in the next day or two, my whole bio. Picture the whole nine yards is going to be up. But I am the new vice president of promotions for Cinderella at Out of the Box Records with me.
Oh, congratulations.
Oh my goodness. Oh, my goodness. That's insane. Congratulations.
You know, how the heck that happened, I couldn't tell you. I just opened my eyes and there I was.
I know why. Because you believe so much in other people and you do so much for other people that you need the love in return. You deserve this because you work so hard and you help other people. Good things happen to good people. So,
well, that's the case. Malia gonna be good. She's gonna be really, really, really good.
True.
Right.
That's right, Mike. You owe me a phone call.
I owe you more than that. I got your message.
No,
I owe you.
We don't.
You guys don't owe me nothing, honestly. You guys all you got to do is live. Just keep living. And you're paying me already, so I'm not worried about the details of anything. I am just here to be a part and to make us get there. I'm like a point guard. I want to run the point. I want to make assists. I want to help people build themselves up to make sure we are a team that functions correctly. You know.
Definitely. I'm glad you're part of our team. I love it.
Oh man, this is beautiful. I've been looking for a team in the music industry for a long time, for at least about 10-12 years, and then Malia, she had been there when I was actually trying to develop it. I just didn't see her, and eventually God allowed me to be able to open my eyes to see this individual that he placed in my life for a particular reason, and we're making many reasons out of that one reason. So
definitely.
Looking forward to
things happen.
Yes.
Things happen for a reason. Definitely.
I believe
it. Absolutely. Absolutely. But yes, I'm very glad you're in our team, because I mean, we needed some more love in our team. Right, Malia? We needed more people.
I'm definitely a loving individual.
Definitely. We need a lot more people. More
Malia,
love.
Malia, what are you doing right now? Like, where are you just chilling right now? You just decided to call in?
What's going on?
Yeah, I'm chilling. We kind of like planned this thing, but I didn't think I'd give myself away so quickly. You know, I would get to play a while and just kind of like, you know.
I mean, it was like
busting somebody's bubble. I mean, like, wow.
I just guessed, man. I'm telling you, it's like you just got to put two and two together. I mean, who else is going to be I mean, like, there's no other individual like the Angel that just blesses different shows and different people, you know, like you do. So, you know, I mean, I had to just go with my feeling, you know, and it would just happen to be right. I don't gamble at all. Usually when I gamble and bet, I miss every time. But, like, honestly, if you want to hit the lottery, let me bet the number, and you bet against me, and you will win. I tell you that.
It was a good gamble. You got it right on the nose. That was really, really good.
Good.
Like
I'm glad.
I love it. I'm so glad. I'm so happy, Malia, that you called in to surprise Mike and I.
Well, you know, you have to stop in and spend a little time with your favorite people.
Yeah.
Although you know I'm in your shadow. I don't like interrupt you a lot, but I'm always like veering in.
Yeah, for
it
sure.
Out.
Veering is a more intruding word. I would say just blessed. We're blessed to have you.
I intrude in Josie's life when she's going in the wrong direction.
I like a little angel on my shoulder telling me, you know,
right.
Don't do that. Bad. Naughty.
You're right. It's always
good. You need that.
My father is like that for me. He he always, like, I always think I know what I'm talking about. I tell him all the time. I know what I'm doing, but
he'll
like
be doing that too.
He always finds a way to help me stay on the right track. Well, I might think I'm on the right track because I've been trained to be on the right track, but then again, I've also been trained by the world for other negative things. So you never really know. You got to watch what you do, and you got to listen to people around you because they always got some good advice. Two heads are better than one.
I agree with that. Definitely. Definitely. But everyone needs that in their life, have someone that will, you know, keep you on the right track. I mean, everyone messes up, but to have someone that, you know, can tell you when you mess up and, you know, don't sugarcoat everything, I think that's really cool. Because, I mean, how else are you going to learn from your mistakes? You need someone to tell you, you know, you can't do that. You got to do this, you know.
Right.
I like that.
Right.
I think that's good.
True.
And that's Malia for you. She does that. All right.
<Okay.
laughs> Thank you so much. Love it.
Gotta love this child. You know, she's my angel child. She's far from a child, but she's always going to be my angel child.
Yeah, she's definitely a child, that's for sure.
Thank you.
She's an amazing young woman. She really is. Watched her grow in just a short time. She's just like, wow.
She got the
flower
gift.
And garden, you know?
I mean, the gift to me, I seem more humble than I really am. I'm actually a very conceited, egotistical individual. I know that I got this on lock, and in about a couple years, we're all on the top, and everybody's got their own different thing. And I really see something in Josie. She got, she got the gift. She has a gift, and she's got the right people around her to help her make that happen. So I'm just glad to be seeing it, and it's just kind of cool to be a part of something that you don't have to be a part of, you know.
Oh, gooseness. Okay, let's get back to my... Oh, my goodness. That's crazy. Thank you. I love that.
I mean, it's the truth. It just is what it is. You know, people can, I mean, we'll get used to it one day. Let's put it like that.
Wow. Thank you so much. I love that. I love both of you guys so much. You guys are just amazing. And, I mean, I have so much to thank Malia, and I have so much to thank you for, you know, having me on your show.
Man, I thank Malia for that.
A couple times. Well, definitely, you know, but I'm so glad that I had the opportunity to come on your show. And there's so many other things that you do that I want to crack at. I mean, you have so many things that you do.
I try to, you know, in a way, if you want to go somewhere, you got to do everything, you know. You could pay somebody to do your graphics. You could pay somebody to do your website. You could pay somebody to help mix your song for you. You could pay somebody to help you promote your song, get you on the radio. You could pay for pretty much anything in the world. But if you ain't got no money, then what you gonna do? You gotta do it yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where I'm at. I'm not in the ghetto.
Mm-hmm.
I know the ghetto. The ghetto's right around the corner. You know, it's the hood. They call it the hood. I'm from the hood. So, you know, you don't spend money in the hood. You know. Unless you're trying to have a good time, and music is music, and it's work, so we don't spend money on that stuff, you know. We put in as much work as possible, and you grind from the ground up, and you get it no matter what. It doesn't matter what you can't do and what you can do. You make it happen, period.
Definitely. Music is music. I like that.
You know, yeah, Josie, and, you know, I actually have to say this. I don't know that I had the opportunity, but when we did the song together, that you just played, I was dumbfounded. And you know how musically inclined I am.
Mm-hmm.
And when I sent the lyrics over to him and we decided to collaborate, he blew me away. He came back so close to what I was thinking.
Wow.
I just, this man has got so much musical talent. It's just crazy.
Mikey,
it's pain, though. It's pain. It's more, like, I don't really feel I'm musically inclined. I feel like, I think rhythm is just like in black people, regardless, whatever. So, you know, it's just part of my culture. But the actual music is about pain. You know, my music came from pain. I'm still hurting. You know, everybody's hurting in this world. I feel pain from everybody. And it's like, you know, my songs might not always be about pain, but just the ability to cultivate this emotion of that you can turn an emotion into any kind of energy. It's kinetic energy, you know. So, you know, or potential energy, I'm sorry. Well, I don't know. I can't remember which one of the two, but before the energy gets pushed out, but I think it's potential. But, you know, you could turn it into whatever kind of form you want. For some reason, I'm from this position, I'm able to understand people better. Communication, I'm a communication major, so, you know, I'm supposed to be able to understand what we're doing down here and capitalize on that and be able to manipulate communication to the advantage of people. So
right. That's
what we do. You know, Malia gave me an opportunity to prove myself. I'm an ex-athlete. All I want to do is win, and I want to prove myself to the world, and I want that championship. So, and LeBron James can do it from Akron, Ohio. I mean, he was living here, you know, not too long ago and went to high school down here, and he'll be bringing that ring back here probably this month, you know. So this whole city is energized by you can do it to the highest level that never was expected.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to, and you can even watch your dreams fall in front of your face and die in front of you, and then watch them rise from someone else, and then you still can create the same happiness. There's no giving up. There's like only way you can fail is if you stop trying.
Right.
Period.
Exactly.
And if you stop trying, you're just a punk. No, I want the audience to know that too. You know,
you gotta keep moving forward. And
right.
I have to say this: I really love what you do because a lot of people, you know, I mean, a lot of people express like their emotions out in, you know, doing bad things or, you know, whatever. But I love when people use their music to express how they feel instead of, you know, violence and, you know, that's how I feel. Personally.
Yeah, that's kind of funny you said that, because I was thinking, you made me remember why I got involved with clean music in the first place, you know, conscious music. You know, I didn't even know conscious music entertainment existed. I'm not sure if it was in existence at the point when I got started, but I know that for sure. I got started in clean music only because I let my mom hear my first recording, and I said a couple bad words, and she didn't like that, and my dad was like, well, you know, you need to just clean it up so she can listen to it all the way through without having a problem, and that's really where it all started for me. So family is a big influence on our output in the world. So if
really
you're a family
is.
Member and you know, and you got somebody to influence, you should, you know, step up and say something positive, no matter whether you care or not. Just say something positive regardless, because that's going to make better change in the world for sure.
Definitely. If more people express their feelings through music, we would never have any problems. It would be a much happier world.
That's
it,
right.
It definitely
right.
would. Definitely.
Man, so I've had a really, really good time so far, I'll tell you that.
Absolutely. And Blee, I have to thank you so much for surprise calling us.
Right. Yeah, I appreciate that, too. I feel special.
Well, you're special to me, Michael. Miguel, you're very special. I love you guys. Y'all take
love
care.
You.
I'm going to zoom on
yeah,
out of here. I'm going to go make some music. So you guys
that's
take
that's
care.
A good idea. That's a good idea. You got the talent. You got the gift, too.
Thank you.
Long before we had it.
Keep doing your thing. Get your music
I
on.
I will. I will, sweetie. You take good care. I love you. I love you, Mike. Y'all take care. I love
yeah.
you, too, Tina.
Okay, Malia, I want to get that the accent on a track. I want to get that accent on a song one day, a skit of some sort, something.
We're working on it. Okay, you can use the phone, Mike. Okay, you guys
yes,
take
ma'am.
Care. God bless.
Two.
God bless. Bye, Malia McKinney, everyone from Conscious Music Entertainment. Please check her out, please. You said so many great things. You got to check it out for yourself. I mean, she's amazing. She really is. But I really want to get to some more stuff that you do, because
yes.
I want everyone to know about you. So, real quick, can you give everyone the details on how they could find your show and when to listen?
All right. Well, our show, we have employed the on-demand option very, very heavily because
yes.
of the demand that I'm in right now, just trying to take care of a lot of different things. But so basically, right now, the best way to hear our show is just go to proflowradio.com, proflowradio.com, because we do love grammar and we do love correct spellings. So proflowradio.com, check that out. There's all kinds of on-demand links. You can check out Josie's two interviews on the website. You can check out Malia's interview, Skylar Jett. You can check out Pat Melfi, owner
yeah.
of or help the creator of Music Art World Organization. Check out different interviews from all over the world, different artists, different models, just pretty much anything, children, adults, black, white, Asian, Arab, whatever you want to call it. We're
for
all
everyone.
There. Yeah, it's yeah. all good. So, and if anything else, whoismadmax.com. Very easy.
Love it. And, yes, your show is for everyone. Anyone who wants to have fun and listen to great music, you go to ProFlow Radio and do it right now.
You want to be seen with Josie. You want to be next to Josie on the page, next to the top, like a future pioneer. If you want to be next to a person that's going somewhere, you need to come hit us up. Because, I mean, honestly, just hit Josie up because she's got it for real. It's all good.
Thank you. But definitely go to ProFlow Radio and check it out because the interviews are fun, they're fresh, they're real. I mean, and they're just great music. So please check it out. So let's see. I want to talk some more about the stuff you do because we have some songs of yours that we're going to play.
Cool.
So it is going to be crazy. We're going to have so much fun. But first, getting into the music topic of things, how would you describe your music in three words to someone that hasn't heard your music yet? What would you say?
Three words.
Mm-hmm.
Better than most.
Yeah.
Love
it.
Let's see. For the most part, okay, let me give you three descriptive words instead because
mm-hmm.
that was kind of corny. But I would say I'm gonna keep it simple. Deep is one.
Mm-hmm.
Original and dynamic.
You hit it right on the nose. That's perfect. That exactly describes what you're all about.
I'm glad. Well, you know, it's funny because I'm from the outside looking in. We're just trying to put the product out there. You know,
mm-hmm.
the music is, like I say, it's just a reflection of the character that has no restrictions. It's an individual
mm-hmm.
that never went through what I went through, but somehow is able to see what I saw. So he got a different perspective, the character that's coming off on the track. It's an interesting vision, interesting delivery. Like you hear most hip-hop artists, It's this, and that, and this, and that. And usually in between all that, you hear cuss words and drugs and,
yeah,
and beating women and all that stuff, right? Okay, well, you, if you put the rest of the industry together, you eliminate rap, but keep the rap flow. Put the rest of the industry in it, all the tops, all the platinum hits and everything, and then erase the names. That's me.
Love that. Basically, your songs are stuff that I could listen to. I mean, they're things that, like, any age can listen to, because there's nothing bad with them, personally. There is nothing bad with it. And listen to it, and then you will see.
Definitely. Yeah, they can always just type in, just go to Google and type in MAXHEAT, Max Heat, on Google. It will pop up. The music will pop up. Throw an MP3 after that, Max Heat, and it'll definitely pop up.
Google is our friend.
Oh, I love Google.
Easy peasy. Very easy. and so also, who would you say are your biggest musical influences? Who do you have on repeat?
Oh, can you guess? Can you guess? Just like, who is like one person everybody in the rap loves, of course? Old school. He's gone now. He's not around no more. He's not around no more.
Tupac?
Of course. Of course, Tupac, you know.
Really?
He's influenced the most hip-hop artists, of course.
Oh, good. Oh, yeah, I was right.
So, you know, I mean, Tupac has a very big reputation for being a negative artist, creating the West Side gangster mentality, you know. But if you really, really are a fan of hip-hop and can see through the mirage of Hollywood, then you will see that Tupac really was just like me. He was a clean artist that was manipulated by the world. So, you know, he's my biggest influence. And everybody else from the point that hip-hop started is my influence as well.
Awesome. And I totally pulled it out. I did not. I totally guessed, and that was really cool. But yes, I agree. Very, very cool. So let's see. I want to play some of your music. I want to jam out. I'm ready. Let's get this started. Let's get this cracking. So let's play your song that we have first up, My Girlfriend, and we will be right back. Right?
Ooh, Michael Jackson remix, y'all. It's off the Off the Wall album. It's a remix of Michael Jackson's song, My Girlfriend. Michael Jackson was speaking from the guy, from the perspective of the girl that was being cheated. He's the guy.
Got a call from two of your girls. She says I'm way too.
Whoa, that was crazy.
I'm sorry. Don't worry about it. It's all good.
No, what were you saying? That was ghostly. We didn't even click anything.
Okay, well, the song was just a remake to a song off the Michael Jackson Off the Wall album. And his original song was called Girlfriend. We made a song called My Girlfriend, and it's basically from the perspective, Michael Jackson was speaking from the perspective of he was cheating with a girl and she had a boyfriend. Well, I'm the boyfriend, so I'm speaking from his perspective. And I didn't know that when I was writing it that I was doing that, but it ended up just kind of making sense. So.
Yeah. Wow, that's interesting. Very cool. I'm excited to check it out to everyone. That was really wild that it turned on. Hopefully it'll turn back on. That was a little creepy. That was a little creepy. You got ghosts in the studio now. But let's play My Girlfriend. And thanks again for the story behind it. Really cool.
It's wonderful. They can check out the story description at maxheat.com.
Perfect. That's what I was looking for. Perfect. Let's play now.
Just got a call from two of your girls. She says I'm way too smooth, and I think I'm way too cool. You know you like it older, tightest, 'cause she way too loose. My girlfriend. She don't want her boyfriend. I'm like, know my friends, tell me.
them, but it looks like she's enjoying them. They're like, yeah, I know just how you feel in your soul, and that's why I just can't let her go. Guess I don't know how to tell her it's over, find a new boyfriend. You're not mine,
not mine. I just don't know why, know why. So you know it, but I can't lie.
Oh, mine, the girl
she's
is mine.
She's on my time, but you're not mine,
not mine. I just don't know why, know why. So you know it, but I can't lie.
Oh, mine, the girl
she's
is mine.
She's on my time,
yes she is.
She doesn't love me. I just can't understand this girl. Should I even go home tonight? 'Cause I just got a call from two of your girls. She says I'm way too smooth, and I think I'm way too cool. You know you like it, hold her tightest, 'cause she way too loose. She doesn't love me, I just can't understand this world. Will you ever love me? Will you still be my girl? Will you still be my girl? Guess I don't know how to tell her it's over, find a new boyfriend. 'Cause you're not mine,
not mine. I just don't know why,
know why. So you know it, but I can't lie.
Oh, mine, the girl
she's
is mine.
So fine, fine. You're not mine,
not mine. I just don't know why, know why. So you know it, but I can't lie.
Oh, mine, the girl
she's
is mine.
So should I even go home tonight?
My girl
says I'm way too sweet, and I think I'm way too cool.
Your girl,
you know you like it, hold her tight,
'cause she way too loose.
My girl.
Got a call from two of your girls.
Will you still be my girl?
Guess I don't know how to tell her it's over, find a new boyfriend. 'Cause you're not mine. Don't know why, but I can't lie. She's so fine.
'Cause you're not mine.
She's so fine.
Thank you.
Yes.
I am here, I'm sorry.
Love that. That was My Girlfriend by Mike Mosley, aka Mad Max. Love it.
Yeah.
And this song was awesome. And I remember you mentioned you are the co-founder of M3 Records. Can you tell us a little bit more information on that?
Ooh, buddy, Millennium Music Mission Records.
Yeah.
M3 stands for Millennium Music Mission Records. Like, my father, he's a very, very not musically inclined individual, but he had a vision for his child. And so when I came to him and said, man, I want to do music, he said, let's do it. So we came up with this record label. I did my first song. My mom heard it, didn't like it because it had a couple bad words in it.
Mm-hmm.
We became a clean label at that point. So we came up with a name that meant something, and we shortened it up with the M3 and Millennium Music Mission Records. It's just a label that right now only has one featured artist, which is myself right now, but I've collaborated with pretty much every state in the United States, and I've collaborated with people recently in Africa. Well, my first collaboration was actually out of Africa. That's crazy. But so Africa, you know, Europe, my people's over in Europe, Sweden, like a couple of places over that way. But regardless, we're just trying to help, at this point, Conscious Music Entertainment with Malia McKinney. We're trying to help push this independent thing because, like, rap artists don't think that you can be clean and be cool. Like,
mm-hmm.
they see Will Smith as a lame, but Will Smith is a millionaire
right.
with a lot of pull to make change in the world. So why not, you know?
Yeah.
Now, if you can combine Tupac and Biggie and keep it clean, then you got it. That's what we do.
Definitely. Absolutely. I love that. That is so cool. Like I said, you do everything. And I love that you still keep it clean. And, I mean, clean is cool. I mean, they both have C's, right? I mean, they're both – it's all good. I like it. We are actually running out of time here. We're going to be cut off in, like, 10 minutes. That's insane.
Cool.
But it's crazy. We, like, totally – we even forgot about the time. I had so much fun with you. But – your song, Ease Back, that we didn't get to, we're going to play that next Friday, and it will close up the show. We'll do something special with it, all right?
Ooh, it's no problem at all, because most of these songs, like, all these songs can be heard, like the Michael Jackson song, you can hear it on YouTube, Max Heat, M3, you can go, if you want to hear Ease Back, you can, if before it hits the show, you can go to maxheat.com. You know, everything, most of my music is free. I mean, we're not, the talent is so deep and so easy to do. This is like natural. I wake up, you can breathe a platinum track. You know, if you build your character as a person, you can't go wrong.
Very, very easy. I love that. But before we go, really quick, can you tell us websites once again, where everyone can chat with you, social networking sites, et cetera, et cetera?
All right. I'm going to say most people are familiar with Mad Max. So I would say go to whoismadmax.com. You will find out exactly who I am, what I'm about. You go find out all the information. I'll take you to the bio. All the links are there. Whoismadmax.com. It's very simple.
Perfect. I love that. Thank you so much, Mike, so much for coming on the show. And you
Thank
can come
you
back anytime.
Me.
You know that.
I'll be back soon. This was like, I haven't been on this side in a long time. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you. We have to get you back. That's my excuse because we didn't finish the question, so we need you back.
Man, I can't wait. I can't wait till the next time. You know how the sexies feel, man? This is lovely. I love this stuff.
I love it. And we'll have some more fun with you, too. I'll plan some fun questions, maybe a game. We'll have some fun with it.
Anything. I'm going to be hitting you up prior to the next interview because I would love to collaborate with something very spectacular. It would
you
be lovely.
You got it. Definitely. Anytime. You just let me know. And Mike Maxie Mosley, a.k.a. Mad Max. Check him out. Thank you so much, Mike.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. Love it. Love having you guys. Thank you for everything that you did. Incredible. That's positive. Anyone can check it out. He has everyone on his show. So please check it out. So now let's go straight before we get cut off of my own show. Naughty. So let's we're not gonna get to play the intro. All right, but our featured song of the week segment tonight we feature singer songwriter Nathan Hunt. Let's take a listen now to his song, If It Ain't Right, and this will be the this will close off the show. Good night, everyone. Have a great night. Thanks for tuning in.
Strong on ambition, I don't like to take the ball. I let other folks make decisions, I don't want to be accountable. Ain't gonna climb no corporate ladder, I bruise easily when I fall. Gonna sit right here, my feet in this chair, and not do a thing at all. If it ain't right, then I didn't do it. If it ain't right, don't look at me. I got my whole life behind me to prove it. And if it ain't right, don't blame it on me. Some people things fall into place that just ain't natural. The chances we take, the choices we make, determines what the future holds. And if I don't take no chances, then I won't have to take a fall. I'm gonna sit right here, finish my beer, ain't gonna do a thing at all. And if it ain't right, then I didn't do it. If it ain't right, don't look at me. I got my whole life behind me to prove it. And if it ain't right, don't blame it on me. If it ain't right, then I didn't do it. If it ain't right, don't look at me. I got my whole life behind me to prove it. And if it ain't right, don't blame it on me. If it ain't right, can't blame it on me.